Volunteer health workers in Guinea are exhausted a year into the Ebola crisis, and the Red Cross says they need more help now because the virus is spreading. The humanitarian agency says that although the number of new cases of infection is lower than in August, the problem is they've been identified in new areas. Here's Catherine Muller from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies.
That's a real cause for concern because it makes it very difficult for the Red Cross and other partners to manage. It consumes a lot of resources. So instead of needing people, say, in five areas, for example, we might need them in 10. And if we move them from one area to the next, the very real possibility that we're going to see a spike again in the original area. We've already seen that happen several times in places like Gekedu and Macenta.
The Red Cross has 2,000 volunteer workers to cover a population of 11 million people in Guinea, and they're clearly stretched. Here's Catherine Muller again.
They're literally putting their lives on the line to respond to this outbreak. The Red Cross is doing 100% of the safe and dignified burials in Guinea. When we ask them why, what's your motivation for doing this, they're saying, because if we don't do it, who will? They're doing the best that they can. They're trying to stay motivated. They are exhausted, obviously, because of the workload.
The aid organization says its work is still hampered by a lack of funding and continued resistance from remote communities who react with fear, superstition, and violence to outside intervention.
So people are still traversing borders. They're going into Sierra Leone. We had this case recently. A man went to Sierra Leone to attend a funeral, came back. He was infected and infected several others in his community. So it's a struggle to really get people to understand and hear the messages that we're trying to share with them about how to protect themselves and their families.
The key challenge for the organization is winning over village elders, traditional healers, and religious leaders, and convincing them to go into communities to spread awareness. But the job's being made harder by the muted response to the Red Cross's $28 million appeal for Guinea, which is only 44% funded.
When we compare that to the emergency appeal that we've launched in Sierra Leone, which is 44 million Swiss francs, it's 100% covered. So this is likely a direct result of Guinea not getting as much international attention. And really, if support doesn't increase, it means more people are going to die. And it's ultimately going to take longer to bring this outbreak under control.
According to the Red Cross, Guinea has the highest mortality rate of the three worst affected countries in West Africa at over 60%. The number of people infected by Ebola in Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone has passed 20,000, with more than 7,800 deaths in the epidemic so far, according to the World Health Organization. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.